Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening into The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits, as always. As for us, we are doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, many of us are going through different difficulties and there's different things going on in our lives or in the lives of other people around us that have a deep effect on us. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to say to you, no matter what it is that you're going through, that this is all part of life. Keep the faith, keep your spirit. Do the things that you know you need to do and believe the things that you know you need to believe. Stay by the people that you love and give them everything that you can possibly give them, knowing that all you can do is all that you can do. I wish you all happiness, I wish you all joy, and I wish you all success and wealth in your endeavors as you go through your lives and what you're doing. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I think most of you already are quite aware of this one little bit of information we're going to talk about, and that is the topic of our show today. You were born alone, you will die alone. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we live in a world where our time on this world or on this planet is limited. You know, the other day I was listening to or talking with some gentlemen and listening to the feedback going back and forth. And they were talking about, this particular conversation was about the Bible. Now, the show isn't about the Bible, but it was some very interesting points that were brought up, and they apply to the show today. And the points that were brought up were the fact that, as per the way that it's written in the Bible, man's life used to, or man and woman's life used to not have a time limit. It was pretty much as long as it was, and whatever it was, it just kept going on. And then somewhere in there, as per what we were talking about in some of the readings in Scripture, they came to the conclusion that at one time man lived to be 900 years. They talk about Moses and that Moses was fathering children when he was 600 years old, and he built the ark and all of these different things. And they were talking about, because of the wickedness of man, for the most part, the Almighty was upset and took back that grace. Now, of course, this was before Jesus and Jesus dying on the cross and all of that, but it's just quite interesting when you look at it and you look at the time frames. You know, at one time, the human body could live indefinitely. Then supposedly it could live into 900 and 600 years, to where the last part of it said that man shall live to be basically up to 120 years. Of course, there's not a whole lot of people in the society that we live in here in 2014 that actually reach 120 years of age. And then for those people that do reach a higher number, their quality of life isn't... They're still alive, but it isn't quite what most people look at as far as being able to live and to enjoy life and do the things that they want to do. But again, I just thought that that little tidbit of information was quite interesting, because we've got people today that we've got teenagers that are in badder physical condition than their grandparents were. You know, except they're teenagers, or they're at that level of inability to function. Obesity is through the roof. They're now talking about sugar as the new drug, the legal drug, and how it's causing all types of damage to our bodies. They talk about free radicals. They talk about all of these different things, drug abuse, drinking, lack of exercise, lack of nutrition, not drinking enough water, drinking too much water. Milk is no longer good for you. Milk is good for you. You need vitamins. You need minerals. Poor crop rotation is why we don't have minerals in the soil. Poor irrigation. Feeding animals, other animals. You know, cows were not meant to eat meat. All of these different things play into it. But what I really want to talk about, one, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you should all take care of your physical body. You should also continue to grow and develop your mind. But what I really want to talk about today is that mindset. There's a lot of people out there that are what I call sycophants. There are a lot of people out there that want to belong so badly that they believe anything, so they'll fall for anything. There are people out there that aren't living their dreams and aren't living to their potential because they refuse to take that step. They, you know, you've got people out there that could back other people or help other people in other ways, but if you're not part of their clique, if you're not part of their group, if you're not part of their movement, these are people that won't get your help. Not these are people that don't deserve your help, don't rate your help. These are people that you, in some cases, won't help. So what I'd like everybody to do that's listening today is to listen to what's being said, and if it applies to you, make the change. If your physical being isn't the, if you're not at the level of vigor and vitality that you want to be, make the change. If you weigh too much, make the change. If you need to work on your upper body strength or your lower body strength, make the change. If you need to spend time with your family, make the change. If you need to spend time with other groups or you need to remove people from your life, make the change. Because guess what? You've got one swing of the bat at this thing called life. You've got one swing of the bat at this thing called life. Or should I say, well, look at it like a baseball game. You have 9 innings. At the end of your 9 innings, ladies and gentlemen, your game is over. Your life is over. Your time on this planet is done. And then whatever will be, will be. But if part of what's going to happen to you in the infinite future after your physical being is gone is based on the actions, the thoughts, the desires, and the actual things that you did in this life, are you going to get where you need to get? You know, I love when I talk to people that have a very strong religious base or say they have a very strong religious base. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to any religion, but there's a lot of people that on Sunday you're churchy, okay? On Saturday late night before you go to bed, you're churchy. When you're getting ready to go someplace, you're holding hands and you're giving prayer. When you're getting ready to eat, you're giving prayer. But those micro moments, or excuse me, those moments don't even come close to all of the micro moments when you're not in that mindset. When giving to another person isn't something that's part of your psyche. It's really not something that you're thinking about. When you're not getting food or getting drink or going on a vacation, when you're doing those other things that are not things that would be considered churchy, when you're not actually representing yourself, your race, and your world in the manner that you would look at and be proud of. You know, it always gets to me when I think of all of the people that have boundless amounts of money. And then I look at the people that deserve boundless amounts of money. Now, am I a person to be able to say to somebody that you deserve something or you don't deserve something? No, I'm really not. However, most of the people that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, be it live or archived, you know if you're worthy of anything, forgiveness, acceptance. You know if you're living to your full potential or if you're not even coming close. You know if there's people that you've met in your lifetime, people that you've encountered that you could have given without much effort, just a little bit of help, and that could have been an instrumental change or point in their lives to where they could have experienced things that they're not experiencing now because you refused to give of yourself. You refused to take that moment. You refuse to see the value in that other human being, forgetting that way back in the day, someone saw value in you. Most of us have been given opportunities, whether we want to admit it or not. Most of us are not the greatest thing since sliced bread. Most of us have had someone that has stepped up in our lifetimes and extended to us an olive branch, has extended to us a piece of bread, a piece of nourishment, or a piece of knowledge. And from that experience, from that moment, be it that they helped us up out of a chair or they were the person that wrote a particular paper that changed the way that we look at things in the world, there is people in the world that have done things for you. You know, I say all the time, there are a lot of people that have done stuff for me. However, most of them I've never met. I wish I had, but most of them I never met. And some of those people that have done things for me didn't really do it for me. Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks did not get up off of that bus seat or did not get up off of that bus seat for Zurian Bennett. Rosa Parks didn't get up off of that bus seat because she was tired. She was sick and tired of having to go through what she had to go through. And then that incident, that decision, started a movement. Martin Luther King, a man that was not perfect. What happened? Rosa Parks had an incident. It became an opportunity. That opportunity was one that created the civil rights movement as most African Americans know it. Malcolm X, as a gentleman was saying today, Malcolm X came up underneath the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X was originally a criminal, a thug, a gangster, all of those different things. But he also, while he was in prison and once he brought God into his life, he decided that he wanted to be a freedom fighter for his people. And he took an arm of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But then in his teachings, in his wanting to gain more knowledge, in him wanting to develop and to grow and to become more than he was, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, even in some cases economically, he thirsted for more knowledge. He hungered for more knowledge, which made him take his pilgrimage to Mecca. When he took his pilgrimage to Mecca, that's when Malcolm X realized that there was something that was slightly off in his teaching that he found out wasn't true. And that little slight deviation is what made all the difference. So Malcolm X came back a different man, still teaching and preaching the equality of his people, still seeing the injustices that were done to African Americans and to other people, but no longer hating a foe that had been trained to hate him or that had been conditioned to hate him. He no longer hated the white man because he realized that in his religious pursuit, in his journey for that oneness, that the white man was just as much his brother as the Chinese man, as the Korean man, as the Indian man, as any other culture or on the planet. So, ladies and gentlemen, before you throw up plant your sign in the ground and decide that you need to be part of some group, first, you need to be part of yourself. Second, you need to actually be true to yourself and understand that we're all in this together. The air that I'm breathing in and breathing out right now is the same air that some racist is breathing in and breathing out. All right? This is just regenerated. Okay? The same sky that I look up at today was the same sky at some time that was in London or in Germany or in France or in China or in Japan. The same sky that I look up at right now. What happened? Remember, day and night is just a part of the evolution and the evolving of the earth and the sun. The seasons are just a evolving rotation of what? Of time. That dictates whether it's spring, whether it's summer, whether it's winter, whether it's fall. That dictates in some areas why it's always warm there or it's always cold there. You know, where the axis of the equator is and the two points for north and south. Which, by the way, if anybody knows it or not, not perceptible to us, but is slightly changing as the Earth goes through its evolution. So what I'm saying to each and every one of you is it doesn't matter what group you belong to. Each and every one of us is a human being. No matter what you do, you can't make it through this life alive. However, while you are here, while you are amongst the living, while you are amongst the breathing, there are things that you can do to make the world better, not only for yourself, but for others around you. And understanding that while you're making it better for others, you are also making it better for yourself. While you are extending an opportunity to someone, especially when you have it to extend, you're actually extending an opportunity to yourself. Also, for those of you that are somewhat like me, and I've had to work on this, that don't understand that sometimes you need to shut up and just receive the gift and say thank you and mean it, that you're also giving back to the person that gave to you. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us has a mission. Each and every one of us has a purpose. Some of us, our purposes are many, even though most of us, our actual actions are few. Some of us are having a whole bunch of actions, but we're going in the wrong direction. We don't have a focus. We don't have a true pivot point to where we can say, this is where we want to go, and this is who we need to be. I'd like you to look into the mirror and tell me what's inside the person that you're looking at right now. What levels of greatness, what levels of knowledge, and who can use those levels of greatness? Who can use those levels of knowledge? I'm not saying that you know it all. I don't know it all. No one, Sigmund Freud didn't know it all. But Sigmund Freud was an open vessel, always ready to learn and experience new things, and then to think about them and ponder on them, and then take action with his thoughts, and then share those thoughts with us. Galileo, same thing. He was an inventor. Galileo made great things. Leonardo da Vinci, great paintings and a great scientist. The fact that they shared what they were doing with others, even though some of them had to share it in different areas of secrecy, are what are giving us the things that we are today. Every culture has something to do. We look at the Indian culture. We look at mathematics. We look at the Japanese, the Chinese. We look at the Germans, the Russians. We look at the Soviet Union and their striving abilities in nuclear energy. We even have to look at some of the people that were evil, that were really not good people, not nice people, and look at the things that they did and how did the world benefit from them. Even if the world benefited from them by understanding that this is not the right direction to go in, the world benefited from it. Did people suffer? Yes, people also suffered. But today you know that that doesn't work. You know, I'm a proponent of history. I love to learn about things that have happened in the past and try to take those things and help them to help me to understand my present and hopefully help me to chart my future. Well, we all know that there were a whole lot of people in, again, history, and there's been a whole lot of things that each and every one of us should be taking as gifts so that we can learn from it. If we learn nothing but not to repeat it, that is a blessing. Because by learning to not repeat those wrongs, those injustices, those things that happen, what happens? We grow and develop. You know, some of the biggest discoveries on the planet were what? They were accidents. Some of the things that have made people rich were what? Were accidents. Sometimes it was just people being in the right time at the right place and having the right connections. You know, sometimes it's a storm. It's a series of different things in the sequential parts of life that get a certain person or certain people into a position where they can capitalize. It's not really that they're any brighter. It's not that they're any smarter. Sometimes it's just that they took action, and sometimes it's just that the circumstances finally lined up, finally got in the position to where now they have the opportunity to take advantage of what's going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, you were born alone, you're going to die alone. I'm sorry. Make the best of the time that you have on this planet. Ladies and gentlemen, we were born alone, but that does not matter. It doesn't matter how many people were born on the day that you were born. You were still born alone. It doesn't matter how many people die on the day that you will die. You were still born alone. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank or how much property you have invested. You will die alone. It doesn't matter who you call a friend and who you don't call a friend. You will die alone. My question is, will you die and be forgotten, or will you die and live on in the memories of those that you've done stuff for? Will you be an asset to the people on this planet at this time? Will the universe rejoice that you were part of it? Will the people that call you friend or people that just know your name be thankful that because you were born, they got to experience some really great and wonderful things? That doesn't necessarily mean that you had to be the person that had the cure for cancer. But here's my question. Are you the person that has the cure for cancer? That doesn't mean that you have to be the person that invented the car that runs on oxygen. But are you the person that invents the car that runs on oxygen? That doesn't mean that you have to be the person that cures diabetes or MS or finds world peace. But my question is, are you the person that could be the person that discovers that and brings that reality to our presence, to our present time? Who are you? What are you? And where are you in your mind and in your level of success, in your level of trying to get where you're trying to get, in your ability to move forward to the next level of your life? In this course of evolution, where are you in your evolutionary chain? What do you have to contribute to the world that we live in, and are you willing to contribute that thing? Are you willing to walk the walk? Because we all know that many people talk the talk. Each morning when you wake up, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say this before, wake up with a smile. Anytime that you can say something positive to somebody, don't keep it inside. Let it out. Share that positivity with another person. Anytime that you're in a position to help someone, to not only help themselves, but to be able to help others, take that action. How many of us would love to have a group of people that we could do things with, and they would not only be on our side, but they would also be our guides? They would protect us from those people that don't mean us any well, from those people that do have evil in everything that they do. Well, guess what? As long as you keep hiding you, and as long as you keep doing things that aren't going to put you in the position to meet those people, to experience those people, to have that oneness, to have that unity, to grow and develop into the person that you were truly meant to be on this planet, to give the gifts that you have to give freely and without waiting for someone to give you permission or for you to get authorized from it, you are going to be losing in this game. You are going to be the underdog, no matter how much money you have, no matter how big a house you have. Every single one of us has someone that we could help. Are all of the people that we want to help going to listen? No. But that's not your job. Your job is to share that wisdom with those individuals and then let them make their decision. Because guess what? If they choose not to take your advice, then it's no longer on you. It's on them. You know, I have the honor and the pleasure to speak with gentlemen all the time and ladies all the time that share great knowledge with me. There's radio hosts and people that have shows on Blog Talk that share phenomenal knowledge and share other people's knowledge with other people. Business Negotiators One, which have a show on Blog Talk on Fridays, those three men now, they share great and useful information. And if you get a chance on Fridays, ladies and gentlemen, you need to listen to their show. Why? Because they're giving people real knowledge. They're giving people real substance. Now, their focus is business, but let's look at the African community. They're both, all three are African Americans. We need that knowledge. We need that unity. As a people, and I'm not trying to sound negative, but as a people, a lot of African Americans are broken. We're still living in a mindset where we're not stepping forward. We're not helping each other. You know, I was reading a thing the other day where they were talking about this Asian gentleman, and he was being basically beat up on. And the reason that he was being beat up on is because his whole focus is on doing stuff for other Asians. Well, guess what? His answer to that was he doesn't have anything against the black man or the African American. He said he has all the respect in the world for the African American. He said, but he has all the love in the world for his fellow Asian man. He said, why should I help an African-American man when I've got an Asian man that I can help, somebody that's of my people, of my culture? He has a family just like that African-American has. He has a family just like he has a family and is trying to succeed. He said, I need to help my people before I can help anybody else. Like, he needs to help himself before he can help anybody else. However, is that the way that every culture is? No. But the cultures that are succeeding, they find within their circle, they find a group that they can get to a certain level. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You really can't clean your house. I mean, you can't clean somebody else's house until you've cleaned your own. You can't fix your you can't fix somebody else's problems until you've fixed your problems. So what I'm saying to you is this: in you helping your fellow man, this is part of you fixing your problems. This is part of you doing the things necessary to get you to the next level, to get your people to the next level, to get other people to the next level. You know, I'm just really tired of listening to people that know more about a football team than they know about their family, their own kids in their own household. I'm tired of listening to people that know more about some guy that shot basketballs in the hoop, and you know more about that guy's career than, but if I was to ask you for your kid's birthday, you couldn't tell me. Or when was your anniversary? Or when did you get married? Or how did you meet your wife? It's all vague to you, but yet you know more about a stranger than you know about yourself. That's really sad. And that's really a sad type of escapism. So, you don't have to listen to me. Listen to yourself. What does your heart tell you? What have you been doing that's not getting you where you want to be? Who have you been hanging out with that is not adding to you but taking from you? Who can you help that would probably help you even more? Who can you get in your corner, in your circle, that's going to help you to grow, to develop, and to become the great person that you were meant to be? Again, the choice is yours. Not up to me. I can't make anybody do anything. All I can do is share some information with you and hope that you see value in it. I can't even make you listen to my show. We're close to 40,000 people. And why is that? Because those 40,000 people see value. So that's great. That's fantastic. What I'm asking you to do, what I'm almost begging you to do, is to also take action. Not just the action of listening to the show, but the action of doing the positive things and continuously having the faith to continuously do them so that you can receive the rewards that you're supposed to receive or that need to be happening. We have to stop waiting for someone else to fix our problems, and we need to fix them ourselves. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank you for listening. And again, I am truly humbled and thank you for all of your time. Oop, I didn't check my screen. And believe it or not, I want to thank Building Negotiators 1 for actually listening. Alan, Herb, you guys are great. Keep doing a great job. Keep doing what you do. But then I know I don't have to tell you that. You were going to do it anyway. Anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you like what you hear and the show is of good to, is good for you, please feel free to share the show with other people. And again, check out Business Negotiators 1 and the other phenomenal shows that are on Blog Talk. And today is now, ladies and gentlemen. Stop waiting for tomorrow. This is Zurian saying take care, be well, and I wish you every success. Take care.